The Middle Ages was a time of intense piety. This devotion was exemplified by the fierce outbreak of iconoclasm in the Byzantine Empire during the 8th and 9th centuries. Iconoclasm, Greek for image breaking, is a term for the destruction of images for religious or political reasons. Byzantine churches, books, and homes were decorated with images of Christ, biblical figures, and devotional images. Christian factions objected to this as idolatry, and along with the persecution of many people, thousands of icons were destroyed. Iconoclasm persists today. In 2001, the former regime in Afghanistan, the Taliban, stated that all statues must be destroyed, including Buddhas carved into the cliffs of the Bamiyan Valley, a site that was a central location along the Silk Road. Despite international diplomatic efforts and outcry, the statues were demolished over the course of 25 days, leaving hollow caverns where the Buddhas once stood. The ancient Mesopotamian city of Nimrud was founded more than 3,000 years ago, becoming the capital of the Assyrian Empire and a site of a grand palace covered with reliefs and sculptures. In 2015, this important archaeological site in northern Iraq was destroyed by militants, with once well-preserved ancient sculptures now left in rubble. The devastating iconoclasm seen at this and other ancient sites, in addition to the toll and loss of human life, exemplifies the immeasurable destruction war and conflict can have on civilizations, culture, and the world's shared historical record. Some examples of Assyrian art are still preserved in museums worldwide, including the Metropolitan Museum of Art.